I feel that I am merely an agent, giving you some keys which have been given to me to pass on to you. These keys are to unlock doors out of your present prison. Doors opening on new vistas. Doors beyond where you are now. In general, the theme of the workshop is that each one of us is far greater, far more advanced, far more consciously aware, far more intelligent than each one of us conceives of ourselves as being. Our main problem is these basic givens of a self beyond our present self, the super self being present, is mainly a set of hindrances, a set of evasions, a set of refusals to see that one really is great, that one really has multiple levels of consciousness, that one has a super intelligence, that one has extreme sensitivity with respect to others, that one has deep empathy, sympathy and love, that one somehow communicates in both directions with other beings, other entities in the universe and in realities which we do not talk about or perceive directly in our present state. One problem in human existence is the tendency to repeat feeling, thinking, action again and again and again in the same kind of looping cycle. It is as if one is controlled by a set of loops of tape. On these tapes are recorded what one says on one track, what one feels on another track, and what one does on a third track. These are endless loops. One tends to repeat these again and again and again. We will illustrate by using repeating words, repeating sentences, and repeating ideas how one can get involved in such repetitional processes and what sort of traps, blind alleys, invasions, hindrances, and refusals can develop in the face of such externally forced repetition. The point of these exercises is to make you more aware of the repetition process occurring in your body, in your mind, in your feeling, and in your relationships with others. Thank you. productive methods. How your relationships with others repeat. How you use them in the service of these blindly repeating patterns. How your capacity for repetition apparently is infinite. And how your orientation is not aware of these repeating patterns. And how a large number of these must be eliminated from your function. How you must assimilate more open-ended, longer-term loops, one side of which goes to infinity, so it is not circular, but has become elliptical and even hyperbolic. One's impulses tend to push one around such circles, especially if there are two forces operating, two impulses, one counter to the other, in the so-called double bond. One can go circular indefinitely under two counteracting opposing forces. One's needs for repetition are such that one tends to repeat in order to be safe. The safety of the familiar, the safety of the old tape loops, rotating merrily. One under these circumstances tend to ignore the possibilities of escape, tends to ignore the possibilities of widening out these loops, making them so huge that in this lifetime at least one does not see the repetition. The form of such repetitions is obvious. It tends to be circular or elliptical. It is very superficial. One would very much like to change the form into some sort of a spiral, at least. A spiral with no end. This is one of the possible conversions of the form. The substance that involved is that this is quite counter to one's super-self. One's super-self tends to be parabolic, hyperbolic, moving towards infinity, not caught in circular or elliptical orbits, but more shooting off on asymptotic paths.